Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
The Green Party TD has proposed new legislation that can see dog owners fined up to €1,500 if they don't scoop up the poop. The proposed bill would amend the Litter Pollution Act 1997 and aims to provide for public health and cleaner streets by increasing the deterrent for those who fail to scoop the poop and incentivise enforcement by local authorities. Mr. Costello said this is an issue which has blighted communities across the country for years. Since I entered politics back in 2014, dog poo has been the single most repeated complaint to me when speaking to constituents. It's on their streets, in their parks, and on their footpaths outside their local businesses. Based on the lived experience of my constituents and people across the country, a cohort of dog owners are not deterred by the current fine for failing to scoop the poop. Now, while fines are not a revenue-raising measure, given they are designed to deter human behaviour sometimes, which should reduce the effect of enforcement, it doesn't seem to be happening at the moment. If the bill is adopted, by the way, these previous peaks of enforcement would actually deliver 117,000 in fines, which could be reinvested, by the way, into a fund for new poop prevention initiatives, I suppose. This would equate to 3.6 million across Ireland's 31 local authorities. He said the bill is very simple. If enacted, it increases the deterrent and incentives as a push by local authorities to crack down on those who do not clean up their dog's mess. So I want to know if you think it's a good idea to increase the fine, not 150, which is it currently at the moment if you even get caught, to 1,500 if you get caught. Because it's a pretty serious thing to let your dog... I mean, you wouldn't do it yourself, would you? I mean, if your child decided to have a poo on the ground, you wouldn't just walk off and... Maybe you would walk off and leave it there. But you wouldn't throw up baby's dirty nappy on the ground, would you? But yet let your dog do it and let somebody else walk in it after you. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Should we increase the fines to £1,500 for people who do not pick up the poo? Let me go to Kat. Kat, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Kat?
Hi, Niall. How are you? I'm good.
Good.
I'm good.
It's ironic that your name is Kat and you're on to talk about dogs.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I'm sure you haven't heard that before.
Well, I have. But to look at my pet ape, like, but I think, yeah, great idea, put up the fine, but they need to have more dog wardens on the streets to catch them. Because I think all these dog owners are well aware that there's no one around and they don't take any notice. Like, we had an awful problem in our estate. Neighbours leaving dogs out. The first port call was our garden. Used to go in, make their poo, and then they would just roam around in the green, and what's called the warden supervised. They'd go back into their own house. There was no point in complaining. These people just didn't care. Across the road, there was a sign up for maximum fine up to 4,000 or maybe 3,000 or 4,000 euro. And not one dog warden. Now, I had to ring the council. I'd say 30 times, I had to ring them. Now, it's gone a lot better, in fairness, but we had to put up a fence and we had to ring the council. The council came around.
And what about the person who owns the dog? Did you approach the person that owns the dog?
Yes, I said it, but, you know, some people
are just not approachable.
There's no point in approaching them.
Yeah.
So, we've built the fence. Now the fence made a big difference. But we had to put the money in. We had to get someone in to build the fence and we had to put the money in to the actual materials.
Yeah, what is it about dogs doing that? I had the same problem many years ago in a house that I lived in where the neighbour's dog come up the road as soon as it was let out, would run straight down into my garden, poo in the middle of the garden and run back out again. It did it every single day.
But it's crazy. These neighbours had only stones.
Yeah.
So they were safe. So the next, the portacall was a lovely fresh bed of grass. That was ours, and they would stand there. They didn't care. Like,
yeah,
you know,
and dogs are creatures of habit. They like to poo in the same
place.
Oh,
and they liked our spotlight. Yeah. They did like it, like, you know, and what to call it. But I didn't like them, and I tell you, I was like a bee with a, I had a bee in my bonnet about it, and I was like, no way. I said, look, but no. In fairness, they finally got the message. It took around 2-3 years, but a lot of calls and a lot
of the point you're making is good, that, you know, look, a fine is no use if there's nobody there to enforce.
There's no one there because they have to be caught. That's the thing. They have to be caught in the act, the dogs. You know, I have videos and I sent them on to councils and everything, but...
What, videos of the dog doing it?
Video of the dogs doing it, yeah.
Right, okay, okay.
You know, and I had all these, and but they had to be... They had to be caught. They had to be... Like, we have a resident page, and it's not just me, there's a lot of people that had the issue. Now, it seems to have definitely got better, but a lot of people were saying that there was dogs roaming around, and there was, like, and it's not even about the dog poo, it's about that they could... They go up barking at kids and all that.
Biting,
like, you know,
people. But yeah, well, I mean, I thought that was gone. Still, I didn't think people are still letting their dogs... I mean, it was a thing when I was a kid, you'd let your dog wander around the street.
Yeah.
But I didn't think that was still a thing.
Yeah, it's definitely got better, but my God, at one stage, like, those dogs were, and then there was two of them. They'd been their dog, or thing, 6-7 times a day.
And they'd be just wandering around locally.
Or they'd be wandering around in the green across the way.
Right, okay.
And, like, I would cycle to work, and one morning he went for me. And, oh my God, I like, you know, the morning, now I'm not a morning person anyway, and but I ran him, like, you know, I would never, you know.
Are you morning grouch?
Well, when I get up in the morning, I'm a bit of grouchy, but then, you know, once I have my cup of tea, I'm fine. Like,
right, okay.
So,
just don't bother, like, you before your cup of tea.
Don't bother me before my cup of tea. But, like, it was just, what's it called? It should be, I think they should get loads of track. I'm sure there are dog poo wardens, because they need dog poo wardens.
By the way, is the litter warden the same as the dog poo warden? Can the litter warden give a dog poo fine?
I don't know.
I've never seen a litter warden either.
I've never seen them either. But
no.
Do
they exist? They must exist. In Kerry, they exist. But I don't think they exist anywhere else.
I don't know. But, like, it would be a great idea for, like, I was listening to, while I was waiting, about, like, it would generate loads of money. And it would solve the problem. So it would give employment to people. It would, and if they find them, it would generate. And they won't do it again. It's like the TV license. Like, I'm sure there's a lot of people that got caught with a TV license. And ended up having to pay, and they probably got a fright, and they won't do it again, like, you know.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, well, that's the whole idea of the fine, is to discourage
them. That's the
whole
idea, and that's why they should have all these dog poo wardens and have them assigned to an area. And then if they get a hunch, this estate is notorious for it, let them be around and let the people know that there is a chance they could get caught.
Well, according to the Green Party TD, this would equate to 3.6 million across Ireland's 31 local authorities if we actually invested in it. In other words, if we increase the fines. Like, 3.6 million, that will employ a fair few dog wardens.
Oh, I know, and that's the thing they should. And that's getting people off the social welfare. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah,
you know?
And they could go knocking on doors looking for dog licences as well while they're at it if they're bored.
That's what I'm telling you. I would definitely 100% agree with it, but, like, will they do it? They're all talk, like, you know, they won't. They'll put up the fine, but they won't imply the people to do it.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to David as well. David, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How are you doing, David?
Hi, Noel. I'm good. And yourself?
Good. David, I mean, is it a bit much to increase the fine to 1,500?
No.
I mean, it's not the crime of the century, in fairness.
Yeah, I think it should be increased. I mean, it's a good point to increase it. Too many people don't care about it, you know, because what is €150, basically? And most of it, the things, as the lady was just said, how many are caught? You know, 31 got caught. I mean, that's a ridiculous number when you can walk on the street and you can see the amount of poo. I mean, my son is on a wheelchair. When we push it, we have to slalom on the footpath because of the poo you can see everywhere.
Okay, so and if he goes over it, of course it goes on his hands then. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, you remember a few weeks ago we were talking about training in your show for the dogs.
Yeah.
Well, I have a dog that I train for my son. The dog is trained to poo in a certain area of my garden.
Yeah.
You know? And when we go out for a walk with the dog, but he might pee, but he doesn't poo on the footpath.
Yeah, I mean, I was the same. Yeah, my dog used to poo under the trampoline out the back garden, right? And that was it then, you know. She didn't poo outside. But what I've noticed is when people bring their dogs out, it's almost like they're bringing their dogs out to poo.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, what's that all about? Surely you should be training your dog to poo out your own back garden.
But didn't
that's
you have to
exactly
clean it up then?
Should,
yeah, well, this is it, Kat. Yeah, they don't. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's your own garden. You clean up after, which is normal. I mean, And the good point as well from the lady was the number of people on the street who give the fine. We don't have enough, and it's locally based, which means each
council,
thank you, will establish his number of warrant. Well, why they don't give the opportunity to the parking warrant, the car, the park warrant, and the litter warrant to be able, all of them, to give a fine as well for the poo if they see it.
By the way, David, I can't help but notice you have a French accent. So I'm assuming it's French, by the way. So whereabouts in France did you live, or did you live?
Marseille.
So what's it like in Marseille? If your dog poos in Marseille on the streets, do you get a fine, a nice big fine?
Yes, you get a big one. Yeah.
Okay. And is there many dog wardens?
Well,
or is it the same as here?
Specific for dog, not really, because basically the fine can be given by any national police or municipal police as well.
Okay, so, well, I'm assuming, I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming the Garda Síochána can fine you over here. I imagine they can, but they should be able to, shouldn't they?
They should be, yeah, in theory. They represent the law, so any type, they can fine you for parking, so they can fine you for the dog as well, I presume.
Yeah, okay, stay there for a second, David. Let me go to Jude as well. Jude, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Jude?
That's about it all now.
Good, okay, you're saying increase the fine. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, I have no problem. That's great.
Providers, but, you're going to say but, what?
Yes, in this country, isn't there a thing, innocent and proven guilty? Is there a DNA test to prove that is the dog that committed the offence? And also, I want to know, would a blind person be fined if their guide dog fouled the path?
Well, I would assume.
No.
I would assume so.
I don't know,
but that's a bit of a moot argument because there's not that many bloody guide dogs out there. But Jude, in relation to the dog pooing on the ground, I'm assuming the litter warden would have to see the dog doing it. They can't just randomly walk up to somebody and say, I seen poo 20 yards back there. Did your dog do that? I'm fining you. They'd have to see it happen.
Yes, but say just supposing, right, for argument's sake. Like, just me, right? I've got four dogs, right?
So you're out walking your Rottweilers. Yeah.
Now, say if I walked them at different times, right? If I got a fine, say, I'd say, well, prove it was one of that dog in the video or that dog you saw. Do you have any DNA tests? Like, is there no labs? Like, surely, because other councils, other places around the world, especially in Italy, they have DNA testing.
I'm looking here now. On that note, there's an article written here by Eileen Magner in the Northwest Correspondent. She's a Northwest Correspondent for RT. She says, Leitrim County Council has said it's going to bring in DNA testing for dog poo to help identify owners who failed to pick up their dog waste on the streets and the parks, walking trails and housing estates.
Well, that's good, but they said they're going to bring it in.
Yeah,
and do
yeah.
councils have the budgets for this?
I don't know.
Because DNA testing isn't the cheapest.
But I doubt it very much, by the way.
But if some citizens contested, that's fine. They have that right. They have that, you know, entitlement to say, well, I'm innocent and proven guilty. Give me the DNA test to prove that it was my dog that did it.
Mm.
Or it was that particular dog. Because some people have got, say, two or three dogs that look exactly the same. So I want you to tell me I was this particular.
What happens if he sees you? If there's a dog warden and you're walking your dog and he sees your dog, you know, perched down, doing a poo, surely that's enough.
But you can contest it, though.
Well, how could you contest that? He's seen
you
doing it.
Yeah, it's like you prove, just because you, but what I'm saying is some people have more than one dog that look the same. You could contest
that. No, if he sees the dog doing it and you're holding the leads.
Yes. But they have to prove you are innocent and proven guilty. So I.
Well, you are innocent until proven guilty, but that's enough proof. The same way as if I seen you murdering somebody in a field tomorrow, I'd go as a witness and saying, "You did it. I seen him doing it." That should be enough.
Yeah, I contest it because seriously, why is Leitrim County Council thinking of doing
this? High court. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why is Leitrim County Council thinking of bringing in this DNA?
Because obviously people like you were around who are denying it was their dog. Sorry, David. David, you're trying to say something to Jude there.
Yeah, two quick points. The first one is concerning the blind dog. The blind dog are trained to...
The guide dogs,
They are usually trained to poo exactly in the same spot. So depending on how people are living. And the second point was... The warrant they all have a camera with them. It's like the car park, when you before they clamp your car, they take pictures.
They take pictures, yeah.
Exactly. So when they see a dog pooing, usually they take a picture of the dog doing his poo. And that's the proof of the...
Okay. By the way, somebody texted in relation to guide dogs and your point about guide dogs, which I thought was a bit of a moot argument. But anyway, guide dogs are trained to go to the toilet in the morning and in the night. They are trained not to poo on the streets.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Well, it is good, yeah.
Yeah, if that was the case, that guide dogs could be done. As you said earlier on, people should train their dogs. It won't go
to do it out of their own back garden, yeah.
Yeah, because then if they go to the pool, if you bring it into a regular part of the routine, they know a walk is coming up, so they have their crap done, and then you bring them for the walk.
Okay, what about what David said? So if the warden has his camera, and he has a little webcam on him, or he has a little camera, and he takes a picture of your dog doing it, is that not enough proof, Jude?
It wouldn't be for me. Why is the DNA test going to be brought in Leeds? Why would you
put them to so much trouble? If they have a picture of your dog doing it, what more do you want?
Because it's coming out
of his arse. I mean, what more would you want?
But you want to prove, it has to be proven that came out of that particular dog's arse. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Stop!
I'm playing devil's advocate
here. No, you're not. Now you're being pedantic.
Well, then why is it Leitrim County Council are bringing this ticket, are bringing this in then?
Because obviously there was agents like you out there who are contesting it.
So I'm an agent for having this point of view that you're innocent to prove guilty.
No, you are innocent and proven guilty. But as far as I'm concerned and David is concerned, the proof is if I have a picture of your dog doing it, that should be enough.
Yeah, but obviously it doesn't, because if it does, David just did get to court, your proof has to be brought in. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
David, work with me here, will you? I think Jude has just been pedantic.
You're definitively right. I think effectively it's like any offence. You're taking by your camera of the road or anything. Well, that's the proof. End of the story. You're over speed limit. You get a camera flashing you. That's it. That's the proof. So if the guard in the park get a picture of your own dog, I'm sorry, why you want to go to court? Just say it. Okay, that's my dog. Yeah, I'm guilty.
Just pay the fine, put your hands up, Jude.
People are entitled to the right to contest it.
Look, far away, but you're just wasting people's time doing that.
Some people might want to waste people's time.
Well, okay, Jude, if you were speeding in your car tomorrow, as David rightly said, and you get a fine, and you get a fine in the post from a camera, which you driving the car...
Because there's a reg on the camera to put even a picture of me in the car. That's proof. You can go to court with that. But okay,
you're out tomorrow with your Rottweiler, and I'm a warden, a dog warden, and you're standing there looking at me, and I'm a dog warden, and I'm behind a tree, and I take a photograph of your dog having a poo in the middle of the path, and a picture then of you leaving the area, and the poo's still there. Surely that's enough proof.
They should be able to take a DNA test.
Why would you put them to that much trouble?
Why not?
Yeah.
Why shouldn't they be put to
that
trouble?
That's make me think of car insurance in this country. Why is the car insurance is really high price? Because everybody is claiming even when they are in the wrong. And life is the same.
But if you're in the wrong, you're in the wrong.
Why would you be forcing the warden to go over and take a sample?
Because he has to earn his wages. I just think they should be able to do that. If I'm being accused of something, I want definite proof that I...
So you would force the warden to go over, take a sample of the poo and send it off to a laboratory and take a sample from your dog?
Well, isn't that what Leeson County Council are proposing?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but if you already had your picture and you know it's your dog, then there's the data
protection
thing. Again, more and more.
Then there's data protection, because when you're caught in a car speeding, you're warned on the thing. There's cameras on this section of motorway.
What, data protection where? You're in a public place. He can take a picture of you. He wants to take a picture of you.
Yeah, but I'm sure, though, there's someone who would bring that up about data protection.
You're just looking for reasons to get away with it, Jude. Stay with me there for a second, okay? Because I have a few people calling, giving out, you know. The number is 087-188-0008. Ask your man, Jude, what's he smoking? What a fool. DNA, the dog's ass. But you would have to get a DNA sample of the dog as well as a DNA sample of the poo to match them up, wouldn't you? Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Jude says absolutely not. Well, he says, yeah, look, find them a lot, but you'd really have to have proof. DNA. He wants DNA proof. Carmel, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Carmel?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Good. You've been listening to Jude looking for all sorts of excuses as to why we shouldn't. Well, he is saying we should increase the fine, but he's looking for all sorts of excuses as to get away with it, I suppose.
Of course. Because that's Jude. The dog, is it not the dog owner? Has the responsibility to take up the poo, not the dog.
Yeah, but you still have to prove it's the person's dog that did it, I suppose. He's got a point there.
I'm holding a dog on a lead.
Yeah.
And the dog poos on the ground.
Yeah.
Or on the footpath.
Yeah.
Surely to goodness, it's my responsibility, not the dog's.
Well, it is your responsibility, yeah.
Yeah, so what's his nonsense about?
Well, he's saying you're innocent until proven guilty, so you have to prove it's your dog.
If you have the dog, you allowed the dog, or if I have a dog and I allowed the dog to poo on the ground, that's my responsibility.
Yeah.
I'm guilty.
Oh, it's black and white to me. I couldn't agree with you more, Carmel. Yeah.
I mean, this nonsense of DNA for a dog and all the rubbish that he's coming up with. My goodness, what land is he living on?
Yeah, what land are you living on, Jude? What planet are you living on?
First of all, that is not rubbish. I do agree. If a dog fouls the footpath, it's up to the owner. And it should, they're legally responsible to pick it up. I would myself. Of course I would. Because the law states you have to pick it up. Because the footpath is there for everyone's use, not just your use and your dog's use. I totally understand all that. But this is a nonsense what I'm saying, because if it was nonsense, why is it Leitrim County Council have proposed it? And there's lots of councils around Europe, especially I know in Italy, where they do DNA tests on that to prove it was the person's dog that did it, so they can charge and fine that person. This isn't rubbish. Everyone is entitled to question things.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, what do? You find the dog?
No, the owner. No. He is agreeing with finding the owner. But the rest of that article, can I just mention? It says the local authority says the dog owners will be asked to cooperate with the warden in allowing a sample of saliva to be taken from the dog. But the owners who fail to comply will be issued a statutory notice under the Animal Health and Welfare Act, which compels the owner to allow saliva samples to be taken from the dog and then a sample taken from the poo to match it up.
But
with the greatest respect, dude, that's probably only in a case where there's poo and the owner has already gone away and somebody says, I think it was your man's dog over there. In other words, that they didn't witness it. If you witness it happening, you don't, well, then you shouldn't have to get a DNA sample. Surely, dude.
Just because you have witnesses, even in a court, no matter what crimes, witnesses are always counter-questioned, even in a court. Because people have the right two questions, and they also have the right of the presumption of innocence before guilt.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's a case of, say, one of the callers who was on earlier on there, for example, who mentioned in her area there's two dogs locally that are pooing all over the place, a serial pooer, so to speak, right? Well, then I suppose the council could come along and, you know, take a sample from the poo, then knock on the person's door and say, we want to sample a saliva from your dog. We believe your dog is the one that's shitting all over the footpaths outside. Well, then that's where the DNA would come in. But not when a warden sees the dog or, you know, Carmel sees somebody's dog doing it.
No, someone's words wouldn't do it for me. I'm saying devil's advocate, because that's why there's a law there.
Are you listening to this, Carmel?
Proof,
I am.
Oh, to God.
A load of rubbish.
He's not understanding me at all.
I do totally understand what you're saying. You're just saying, why should people have to go to that trouble?
I mean, if you see them, you're missing the point of the DNA thing. The DNA thing is for something completely different. It's for people who are in denial and people who are not there to witness it happening.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But if I'm holding a lead, if I have a dog on the lead and the dog shits on the ground, on the footpath, then I'm in charge of the dog.
Yeah.
Whoever's in charge of the dog should not allow the dog to either to poo on it or pick it up.
Yeah.
Sure as goodness, that's common sense.
And if you're seen doing it by a warden, you should get a fine. That's it.
Well, God help us, I don't know about the wardens because they're
being
on the ground.
Have you ever seen a warden?
No.
Can somebody text me in here in the radio station? Has anybody ever seen a warden? I've never seen a dog warden. Never.
Like, they could put a fine of 10,000 and still it wouldn't matter because there are no wardens.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's no wardens. And by the way, do the Garda Síochána, is this a bylaw? I'm wondering if the Garda Síochána actually have the power to fine you. I'm wondering, is it a bylaw? Do you understand?
There is 10 on the ground as the wardens.
Oh, there is 10 on the ground too, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're probably right. Let me go to Angela as well. Stay there for a second. Angela, okay. You're an Ireland's classic kids. How are you doing, Angela?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Yeah, go ahead. DNA tests.
First of all, can I say to Jude, right, if that's what you want to do and you want a DNA test to prove it, that's fine. But you have to pay for it. And if it proves that your dog was the dog, you pay for it. If it wasn't, you don't. There you go.
Brilliant.
Do you know what I mean? That's
the DNA test can be expensive to do.
And you were saying it wasn't my dog, that's fine. We'll prove it was. And if it was, you pay for the DNA test on top of the fine. I guarantee you won't be looking for a DNA test then.
I have no problem with that. I even said the fine should even be, because I have no problem as long as it can be proven that it was the dog. I have no problem. I'm just saying about proving.
Look at it this way. As Niall said, if you were standing there and the warden has video of your dog doing it, you said you'd still dispute it and want a DNA test.
I said there could be people that could dispute it and say...
You said you would. You said you would.
You're backtracking.
I said I'm playing devil's advocate.
Hang on. If I had the facility to rewind back the conversation right now, but unfortunately I don't, unless you wait about a half an hour for me to find it. You actually said if it was you, you would contest it.
If I was accused wrongly, of course I would.
But that's not what I'm talking, rubbish here.
Why is Leitrim County Council bringing it in?
I told you for different reasons.
Witnesses are entitled to be cross-examined.
I don't think €1,500 is enough.
I've seen dog walkers that maybe have 4 to 5 dogs with them.
Yeah.
And if those dogs actually do foul, which they don't, because those dog walkers have been trained. But if they do foul, each and every foul that they do is picked up.
Yeah.
Now, these people have four or five dogs.
I have 2 dogs, and I actually one time we went out and completely forgot the bags, and we were a good half a kilometre from the house.
Yeah.
And I stood at that poo while my partner at the time went back to the house.
You stood on guard, guarding the poo.
Of guarding the poo. Because, and that's the way it looks.
With your hands out going, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
Please avoid. Avoid at all costs. You know, but they're my dogs.
Yeah.
I need to look after them. So, and that's part and parcel of it.
By the way, Angela, stupid question, but somebody asked earlier on, including Jude, actually, in fairness. Why don't you train your dogs to poo out your own back garden?
Well, they do. But what happens is you can go out for a walk. Right, and what? Because it's funny. When I bring my dog to the lake, right?
Yeah.
Bailey goes in swimming, and after 10 minutes, he comes out and he does a poo.
Right.
And then he goes back in again.
Being in the lake kind of brings on the urge.
It's all the exercise. It gets the bowels moving. So when your dog goes for a poo during the day, it'll go at least twice. So it's during exercise. That's why.
I have a couple of little WhatsApp messages here, short ones. Let me just have a listen to these. Hang on.
Just listening to Jude there about the dog poop. I wish there was a DNA testing for gobshites because he's really talking out of his butt.
I wonder, Jude, is there a DNA testing for gobshites?
Well, Jesus, there'll be a huge profile out there because I think Ireland's overpopulated with them. Remember, the barcodes could fly.
Shania, what's the point giving them a €1,500 fine? It'd be like the cyclists. As soon as you ask them the name and address, they give you the wrong name and address. End of. Cheers, pal.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, the cyclists do. They don't have any identification on them. So I wonder what is the profile.
I 100% agree. Should be a fine, definitely. I'm a dog owner. I pick up my dog's poo. And I just have no time for lazy people who don't pick up after them.
Mm. Now, Niall, I did follow someone home one time.
Did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
What did you say to them?
I turned around and I said, your dog pooed. And she went, I'd no bag. I said, well, you know where it is. Go back up and do it. And I followed her back up and she did it.
You followed her, like, to her house?
Yeah, I followed her. Yeah, to her house.
Jude, would you follow someone to their house if their dog pooed?
No, I wouldn't. Because it's not, I'm not responsible for them. I'm only responsible for my dogs. But that's a bit creepy. That's stalking.
That's creepy. Stalking. Oh, my God.
Following someone to their house is not stalking.
Following someone to their house.
To their house.
The law against that as well, isn't there?
Their dog defecated in the middle of a path where there were kids playing, where there are kids going around on bikes, where there are people walking. Yeah, I would.
Okay, and say if they told you politely to F off, right? What do you do legally after that? Do you go down to the guards or report it?
I would bring the guards back to the house, I'd get the poo, and we do a DNA test.
Brilliant. Absolutely great. Problem solved. There we go. Brilliant.
There you go, dude. There's your answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Brilliant.
I'm kind of with you on the following them home bit.
I think
we're on to a whole new level of concern here.
Well, I do. It's dog poo. I don't like
it. How far did you have to follow them, by the way?
Huh?
How far did you follow them?
I was only a couple of 100 metres.
So if they got into a car, would you go after them?
Oh, I certainly would. Why not?
That's great. You'd be a stalker. I just think that's a bit of a little something deviant about that.
If somebody came to your house and took a shit in your door, that you wouldn't follow them.
No, because my door isn't a public pathway. But I pick up after my dogs.
So a person can poo on your doorstep and you don't care.
Well, I think it's because of the difference. But it's your private property.
Yeah, and I do pick up after my dogs if they did do it. I would, because it's the law. I have to do it. Because the footpath aren't there just for my use. They're there for everyone.
Yeah, because somebody did point out, Niall, Jude is admitting breaking the law on the radio. Why haven't you called the guards? Jude said it clearly on numerous occasions, his dogs don't poo on the ground. He picks it up. He's just saying that if they did, he would want a DNA test to prove it. From Jude or the dogs, I'm not too sure, actually. All right, listen, Jude and Angela, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate that.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.